Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we finished verses 13 through 15, and I was just starting the invitation. Hey, listen in and get someone to listen in with you.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Jesus said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, not born a Christian, nor of the will of the flesh. Now, are you going to work for it and earn it? Nor of the will of man. Man doesn't say, okay, if you'll do this, be this way, and all that, you know, and have all their philosophy. No. He says, but of God. Of God. That's why the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that he might be our Savior. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. That's what he came to do. If Jesus Christ is not your Savior, you're lost. You're headed to hell, my friend. You need a Savior. Heaven or hell? What is your final destiny? The only time you can receive Christ is in this present life. How ignorant to pass up your opportunity for a short-lived season of pleasure in this life, which is all forgotten in hell. The army can be many, as it was in Nineveh, and their enemies coming against them, as many as the cankerworms and the locusts. Both of these creatures seem to destroy food and what we. Again, Jesus described hell as the place where the worm dieth not. In Revelation chapter 9, we see creatures that are coming up out of the bottomless pit of hell. They sting people, and people are so paralyzed they're unable to die. But they're wanting to die because the pain is so great and they can't do anything about it. Perhaps that is one of the torments of hell. Those scorpion-like creatures were prepared for hell. They thrive on it. The locusts prepare and picture for us today, as are the cankerworm, that hell is a real place, and do anything you can to escape it. You can make yourself as many as the locusts, but no matter how many, you don't receive Christ as your Savior, there will be no hope for you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My friend, Jesus Christ was God in heaven. He was the Spirit. He left heaven. All you remember back in December, as it talked about the Virgin Mary. Even Mary called him her Savior. Obviously, she needed a Savior. That's why it was a virgin birth. And Mary was told, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. He was called Emmanuel, God with us. The Son of God became the Son of Man, that sons of men might become sons of God. And so, Jesus, the body of Jesus was formed by the Spirit of God coming upon him at the direction of the Father, and his body was formed. No seed of man, God placed that seed inside her supernaturally. by his Holy Ghost. That baby was formed over a 9-month period, was born the sinless Son of God. He lived a life that was tried and tested in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And he died for you and for me on that cruel cross. Every sin I ever have or ever will committed was placed upon him, and the same for you, for all time, for the sin of the whole world, 1 John 2:2 says. He paid the penalty. And yet, when he said it is finished, it was fully paid. Yet not all men are saved, because not all men receive him. The offer's there, but you must receive him as your Lord and Savior. We see, as John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Great verse. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That was God's heart. However, don't stop there, because in verses 19 through 21, we find out that men loved darkness rather than light. They didn't want to be saved from their sin. They didn't want to be changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. They didn't want the Christ life. They didn't want to be a stranger in this world, a pilgrim, just passing through. Oh, they wanted the world and to become citizens of this world, and they are. We're all born children of the devil. But the moment we receive Christ, we become the sons of God. My friend, what must you do? You must admit, I'm a sinner that cannot save myself. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says. God's glory is not me, it's not somebody else. God's glory is Jesus Christ. We've all come short of Jesus Christ. You're not compared to me, and I'm not compared to you. We're compared to Jesus Christ. We're all short of him. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We continually sin. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, what we've already paid for the wages of sin, our sin, is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Oh, that's grim, isn't it? But that's only half of Romans 6:23. Second half says, but the gift of God. Now, what we've earned, it's a gift, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sometimes people are given gift cards at Christmas time or birthdays. And it is said that many of these companies make millions of dollars off those gift cards because people never use them. They get lost, they get thrown away, they only get used partially, and they're never used fully. And so, companies get rich, and it was your loss. And yet it was freely offered to you. And sometimes, men are offered gifts, and they say, no, I'm not going to take it. Even though it's free, I'm not going to take it. Well, God has offered a free gift. The only requirement is repentance and faith. Turning from yourself, realizing I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I can't remove my sin. I want Jesus Christ to take my sin upon him. I want Jesus Christ to cleanse me of my sin. Cleanse me from the power of sin. Cleanse me from its desire. Cleanse me of my sin's penalty. And give me everlasting life. And he promises that he'll do that if you'll let him. So Romans 10:9 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord is his deity. He was God. Jesus was his humanity. God come in the flesh. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart the man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home. He'll save you if you'll come to him. Believe with your heart. Trust him with your very life. That's believing what your heart is. You're putting your heart, your life into His hands. You're saying, okay, I'm going to trust Him with my eternity, not me. If I go to heaven, it's going to be because He accepted me. And He says, if I come to Him, He would no wise cast me out. If I would receive Him as my Lord and Savior, I'd be His child. So you got to say, does God lie? No, He doesn't. So in Romans 10:13, He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, will you do that right now? Will you call upon the Lord to save you? It's not really hard. That part is easy. But it is inviting Him into your life as Lord and Savior, as God. Will you do that now? His promise is that He'll save you. I'm going to form a prayer because He said, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm going to form a prayer that calls upon the Lord to save. If you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home, I want to lead you in this prayer that calls on God for your salvation. I'll pray these words slowly. Wherever you are, you can pray these words with me. You got to mean it from your heart because it'd only be words if you didn't. But if you're willing to enter into this relationship with Christ, which is as strong and even stronger than the marital relationship, that's the kind of commitment you're making to Him. And if that's the case, right where you are, would you pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I right now call upon the Lord to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend prayed that prayer and you meant it. Would you let us know? Please let us know. Just give us a call and or you can write us the email address that our announcer gives you here in a few moments, or the web address. You can email us through the web, or you can send us a letter at the physical address. But we want to hear that you got saved, that you asked the Lord to save you. Go to my website at centralbaptistocala.org and look under booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom and look for that says building blocks. It'll tell you how to start out in this new Christian life. Get into a church where they preach the Bible, this King James Bible, and their music's not this rock and roll, the world stuff, but it's godly stuff. Sacred. Reverent of God. And go there and be a part of that church. And ask the pastor, now that you've received Christ, what your next step is. My building blocks booklet will tell you that, but go talk to the pastor about it as well. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible says, I will plant my